Welcome to the Friday, October 10th episode of Briefing with Bud. This is our 12th episode of the 2025-2026 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butt, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. All right, let's dive into the highlights from another great week. On Monday, we launched our Fall Panorama Survey. Be sure to look for the survey link in your email inbox to fill out that survey before October the 17th, before we leave for break. Congratulations to Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center's Diane Rogers. She's the Media Center Specialist at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center and was selected to receive the Indiana Library Federation 2025 Federation Leadership Award in recognition of her exceptional leadership and librarianship. We've had several great events this week highlighting the support of our great community. Last Saturday's Giants of Trivia Night was a huge success. We had a sold-out crowd of 150 at the Girl Scouts Lodge featuring a fabulous silent auction. Our Area 31 Career Center's culinary arts students prepared delicious food and desserts, including a Girl Scout cookie trifle. Congratulations to the winning trivia team, Late Start Monday, and to the team with the best theme, Pink Out from Chapelwood Elementary, who wore pink in memory of our colleague and friend, Angela Roberson. The event raised about $12,000. That's right, $12,000 for the Wayne Township Education Foundation in support of our teachers and our schools. Thanks to everybody who came out for that wonderful event. And we celebrated the B&O Trail ribbon cutting to officially open a new section of the B&O Trail between Brownsburg and Speedway on Wednesday. What a great turnout we had. The weather was beautiful and a great opportunity to open up that stretch between Hendricks County and Speedway. We hope you're able to get out, especially with that trailhead at Chapel Rock Christian Church. That's a place where you can park your car, get on the trail safely, and go either west towards Hendricks County or east towards Speedway. Also, a big thank you to Wind Supply for hosting their golf outing today with the proceeds supporting Wayne Township Schools. Their generosity last year did amazing things for our students, and we look forward to continuing our partnership with Wind Supply here on the west side of Indianapolis. And we had our first school board visit of the year to Ben Davis University High School yesterday. It was a wonderful visit. We got a chance to talk to students, hear more about what's happening in the schools, and take a walk around Ben Davis University High School. Speaking of the school board, they have been very busy this week with a pre-ratification meeting for the collective bargaining tentative agreement. They adopted the 2026 budget and 06 on 10-6, they announced the sixth superintendent for the MSD of Wayne Township, Dr. Shania Suggs. I could not be more thrilled to welcome Dr. Suggs as today's guest. Welcome, Dr. Suggs.
Thank you.
You have been just an invaluable leader here in Wayne Township, and I have been able to see firsthand the dedication, the vision, your heart that you bring to work each and every day. I'm so excited with that announcement from the board this past Monday. The crowd erupted when they announced you as the next superintendent. Tell us a little bit more about how that felt. I know you had family here. You've, of course, known for a while that you were going to be the next superintendent, but I think much to many people's chagrin, it was kept very, very quiet.
And it was hard.
It was hard.
Right, because I, just the anticipation of becoming the superintendent made my heart race, mm-hmm. and for many reasons. One, because we have tremendous work that has been done over the years under your leadership and previous leadership. But more importantly, to think about all of the work and the good things that we're going to do in the future just really excites me. Personally, this is a big moment for my family. My children are graduates of Ben Davis High School. I came here as a teacher. I started my career here. And I mentioned that during my speech when I was announced and just being here at home and being part of the legacy is most exciting.
for those who don't know, I mean, you mentioned you have children who graduated here, Ben Davis High School, three children who graduated from Ben Davis High School, but you've been a resident for in Wayne Township for over 30 years.
I have.
Right?
I have.
Yeah. So, which is exciting. You know, I often talk about the value, I think, of a superintendent living in the community, and what a great opportunity. I won't get to sell my house to the next superintendent, which people have asked me if I was going to do, because you already have a house here. So that's not going to be a thing. You mentioned family, and your husband was here last night as well. He's also a superintendent here in the state of Indiana in Merrillville Schools. And ironically, on Monday night when I shared the news with the staff at the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents, where I'll be headed after I retire, they were trying to determine how many spouses were actually both superintendents in the state of Indiana. And I think there's just been a few. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic for the both of you.
It is, but it's not new. Dr. Suggs has been in Merrillville. This is his seventh year. Mm. So we have learned to coexist in that way, and have learned to support one another in our work. And so I think this just will be an extension of that.
As I often tell people, it just means you're going to be more accessible during the week.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Now, for those people that don't know, we talked about you've been in the district for a long time. Tell people a little bit about your pathway. You said you started as a teacher. You're an English teacher at Ben Davis High School. And then you have had several positions along the way that have prepared you for this new role.
Absolutely. After 6 years of serving as an English teacher at Ben Davis High School, I then moved into my first administrative position at South Wayne Junior High, now known as Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center. Tremendous experience there, and certainly where I began my leadership administrative experience. I then moved here to the Ed Center as the Student Services and Human Relations Coordinator. In that work, I supervised the ENL program in its infancy. I also oversaw those student services. So departments like the counselors, our school nurses, just those services that helped support students in the learning environment. And then the human relations piece of that work was just tremendous. Mm-hmm. M.G. Raby was my mentor during that time. And what I learned from that experience is how important it is to connect our schools and the community. Mm-hmm. There is no way that we can be successful as a school community without making those connections. And so I really learned that work in that position. I then moved into HR as the assistant director of HR, and spent lots of years mentored by Dr. Scholl and then Dave Marcotte, Dr. Marcotte, and then moved into the role of the HR director. And so that's been my path.
You also had, when you first came to the Ed Center, had a lot of opportunity to learn from Tom Langdo, who knows more about this community than many of us ever will. And just an amazing man. Still stays active. Matter of fact, he and I were communicating earlier this week. He was so excited also to hear about you being superintendent. And I think his comment was he's the community and the school district is in great hands.
He's a legend.
He is a legend.
You're absolutely correct. As you look around the Ed Center, you still see pieces of him. You mm-hmm. see pictures he collected over the years
absolutely.
That we've used here to showcase our district, and was a great mentor for me.
Yeah. You mentioned the ENL program, and thinking about your time here in Wayne, and which is longer than my time here in Wayne, but what are some of the things that have changed the most that you are really excited about and that you think really solidify what we are Wayne is about, what our district is about? What are some of those changes that you could point to that you're excited to take on as you become superintendent?
There's so much. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a dynamic district that serves children and families where they are. And so, you know, when we think about the ENL program, and I was there in the infancy, and how it has just exploded in terms of the number of students we serve, the staff, the amazing staff we've brought on board.
Over a third of our students are in the ENL
Absolutely.
Program.
And so the some of the outcomes of that include how we have addressed curriculum and instruction for our ENL population, and how that has spilled over into what we consider our regular classrooms. And so, you know, just the growth of that program has been tremendous. But there are various areas where we have grown our connections with our families and the opportunities. The HOST Pro, I was here in the infancy of the HOST program, and to see how that has grown, which I must say is the highlight of my week to serve students. If my student is absent or we need to mentor two kids, give them to me. It's a wonderful way to stay connected to what's happening in our schools.
Yeah. So one of the things that you said on Monday was that when adults succeed, students do too. Talk to us a little bit more about that philosophy. What are you communicating when you're sharing that information and your beliefs around when adults succeed, students do too?
I have a deep passion for helping adults understand their strengths, highlighting those, and helping them build their efficacy in the classroom. Mm-hmm. When we feel good about what we're doing with children and with families every day, we keep coming back. Mm-hmm. And it's a place where you feel valued. It's a place where you know you are making a difference for children, which is why we get into education. So I truly believe that. And moving forward, what we can do to support staff in that work is what's really important to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So critically important. You know, as we think about the future, there's so much ahead of us. We have so much work that we are doing and so much work that is yet to be done. When you think about being the sixth superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township, we have a long history of long-serving superintendents. You and I spoke often during our meetings that we would have about whether you wanted to be a superintendent or not. When did it click with you that this is what you wanted to do?
You know, I've been here a long time, 33 mm-hmm. years. And I've never had the desire or the inkling to move anywhere because I so believe in what we do in Wayne Township and every position, all the work that I've done over the years. I truly believe in the mission. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of knowing that I wanted to be superintendent, it was a natural progression for me in my leadership. I've had so many mentors, including you, Dr. Butts, who have taught me what it means to look at a large system and look at the pieces of those systems and how to make sure that they run smoothly mm-hmm. to support the adults that support our children. Mm-hmm. And so I think I came to know that early in my leadership. I didn't have any idea where it would lead me, but I'm so grateful that it led me here today.
Yeah. I think so many people could say, you know, the could point to the impact that the MSD of Wayne Township has had on their lives personally and professionally, and just the immense opportunities that this district provides us professionally and provides to our children and in our community. We've got just about 90 days, maybe a little bit less than 90 days before you take over as superintendent. There was a sigh of relief when it was announced because people knew that you knew the district, that you lived here. But what can people expect when you become the superintendent January 5th? What might they be looking forward to?
They'll look forward to seeing me a lot. I want to be visible. I want to be accessible. I want to understand what is happening in our schoolhouses day to day. I want feedback. I want to listen, look, and learn, especially in the early stages, the beginning. That's the wonderful thing about coming aboard in January. I'll have the opportunity to really watch it in action, and I'm excited about that. And sitting down and really planning for the start of the 26-27 school year.
Something I'm not going to miss. I'll be watching from afar.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is our next superintendent in the MSD of Wayne Township, Dr. Shania Suggs. Dr. Suggs, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We are looking forward to you starting in January and becoming the sixth superintendent in the history of the MSD of Wayne Township. Well, good luck to our Giants football team in tonight's away game against Lawrence Central. Tomorrow, the airport loop ride will take place at 8:30 a.m. starting at the Bridgeport Central Baptist Church. Come out and help raise awareness and funds for the White Lick Creek Greenway and the Vandalia Trail here on the west side, taking that trail from Plainfield into Wayne Township. Next week, we have parent-teacher conferences, always a great opportunity to bring our parents in and to share with them the great things that are happening with their children and develop those relationships between school and the home. And we have just 5 school days left until fall break. I know we are all looking forward to that. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision, the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening.